until now practically has been about the vote in the UK, David, to leave the European Union. What do you make of this?
Well, in country after country, we're seeing a conflict between what you might call urban cosmopolitans and less well-educated ethnic nationalism. And ethnic nationalism is on the rise. And I agree with everything that Ivo, Richard, and Margaret were saying. But it should be said, and I lived in Brussels for 5 years at the Maastricht Treaty when all this was coming together. And the elites, as much as I hate the fact that the UK is going to leave the EU, the elites, in some large degree, brought this on themselves. There was built into the European unification project an anti-democratic, a condescending, and a snobbish attitude about popular democracy. And secondly, and this is also true here, and I'm as pro-immigration as the day is long, but we've asked a lot of people who are suffering in this economy to accept extremely radically high immigration levels, and we've probably overflooded the system. And so while it's easy, and I do condemn the vote to get out, a little humility is in order on the part of the establishment, frankly, that we've flooded the system with more than it can handle. And secondly, we've not provided a good nationalism, a good patriotism that is cosmopolitan, that is outward-spanning, and that is confident, and therefore a bad form of parochial, inward-looking Trumpian nationalism has had free reign.
Mark, the elites brought it on themselves?
I think the forces and the advocates of globalization have been primarily obsessed with the well-being of the investor class and the stockholders and the shareholders, and been indifferent, oftentimes callous, to the dislocation and the suffering that people in countries affected by this trade, the expanded trade, the larger economy, who've been victimized by it. And it has been accompanied, I think, by an elitist condescension in many cases. And it's been taken advantage of. I mean, the shorthand today is that we saw the words of the Republican nominee in waiting, who is a part-time presidential candidate and a full-time real estate developer. He won, and Barack Obama lost. I mean, by any scorecard, there is no spin put on this that in any way comforts Democrats today.
If this